This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 632, How to Game the System for Higher Speaking Scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Okay, you can't game the system, but you can listen to our sample speaking part 3 answers today for more interesting ways to talk about games and competition.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lizzie! Hey. What was the last game you played?
Oh, that is a really good question. Nothing actually comes to mind other than tennis. Tennis is the last game I played. I mean, I think we could throw sports into that because I'm actually in a tennis league this fall. So last Thursday, I got a chance to play 2 matches and I was psyched about it. I was happy with the way I played.
Oh, good. Yep. I like choked. I was so excited. Do you are you feeling that you're improving? Like, is it feeling more natural again to you, tennis?
Yeah, I mean, the key was that I had my racket restrung and it hadn't been restrung in about like 7 years, which is really bad. Basically, the ball is going to die on your racket if you don't restring it in 7 years. And so I'd been playing with like a poorly strung racket. And, you just the kind of game you just got to get back into the swing of it. Just like any game, any board game, any card game, you can forget easily the mechanics of it and kind of the strategy behind it if you don't play it regularly. So I'm back at it now.
Okay, so you used a perfect idiom. I think it was an accidental pun. You said, get back into the swing of it.
Did I say that?
That's great. Awesome. You did. So guys, that's an awesome idiom if you're on the speaking exam and you're talking about getting back, returning to a habit and getting better at it, right? So like you're describing a habit or an action that you used to do well and now you're starting it again and it's tough at first, but you're getting back into the swing of it. Like you're feeling natural with it again. I love it.
I would say, if you guys realize that you make a pun, I didn't even realize I'd made a pun. I didn't think about it. But if you do realize you make a pun, why not say something like no pun intended and kind of chuckle a little bit to the examiner? It's a little bit of a cliche, but I feel like it would be quite natural if you said that because it's so spontaneous.
That would be amazing for your vocabulary score, you guys. And maybe, it's probably kind of cheesy for native speakers.
Yeah.
Because that's something we say all the time, but it's cliche. It's an idiom now, but it is not for students. I mean, students, have you ever even said that? Probably not. Do you even know what a pun is?
To recognize that you've made a pun, right? Wouldn't that signal to the examiner that you're at a totally different level?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key right there. Yeah.
This really shows such a high level of linguistic understanding and expression and flexibility that is huge. So a pun, guys, is when you have one word with 2 different meanings, right? And you're like connecting these 2 ideas. So Lindsay's talking about tennis. And then she says the idiom, get back into the swing of things. Now, that idiom is not about tennis, but swing is you have to have a tennis swing. That's when you like move the racket. So it's this double meaning of the word that is a pun. That's hard to explain. That makes sense though, because of the example. So that works.
Yeah, I love that. So that's kind of a side point from today's episode. But, you know, when you do make that pun, hey, point it out. Take advantage of that moment to increase your score immediately by showing the examiner that you're cognizant of the fact that you've just made a pun. I mean, that is, wow. Wow. Yes.
Exactly. Just to pause and be like, no pun intended, but I'm just getting back into the swing of things. That would be great. Okay, guys. So we are talking about games on today's episode. We have some samples. Speaking part three questions about games. Mm-hmm. So guys, this games playing, this comes up a lot on the speaking exam in any part. So if in part two, you're asked about a game you played as a child, then today's speaking part three questions could be what follows, right? Because the topic of part three questions, you guys, connected to part two, always.
Okay, awesome. So should we just go for it here? And maybe I'll start with the first one. How does that sound? And then we can switch off. Yeah?
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so Lindsay, are the types of games children play today different than the past?
Oh my gosh. To me, the answer here is really obvious. They're completely different. You know, I remember when I was growing up in New Hampshire, I grew up in kind of a suburban rural area. And, you know, we used to run around the neighborhood with the other kids and we used to play games like Kick the Can, for example. I think that's a real game of the 80s. I kind of doubt kids play that anymore, but we used to love playing Kick the Can and we would get so much running and so much physical activity in. And that's the key difference between now and between then and now, I imagine. I don't have any children now, so I don't know. But my guess is that a lot of kids nowadays are spending much more time playing games on the screens, right? iPads, iPhones, apps, games, whatever it is. A lot of times I think that's really missing. The outdoor time, the physical activity is, and the imaginative play with the physical body is probably missing from what kids are doing in terms of games these days. And I find it kind of sad, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, wow. High five for that. That was amazing. I love Kick the Can.
Yeah.
I remember going to summer camp growing up and we would play two games, these classic camp games, Kick the Can and Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
I love them both. Mm-hmm, guys, listen to how specific Lindsay got in her answer and also the intonation at the beginning, right? Yeah. I've been talking a lot with my personal coach students about the importance of giving space to your words so you have room to be expressive. So don't just rush through it and be like, it's really obvious, it's different, right? No, give it space. Be like, it's really obvious. Yeah. So definitely listen to our sample answers today a couple times and note how we stress certain words. I also really liked how you said, I presume. That's a really nice synonym. We often use it just the same way as assume, right? To sort of guess this is true.
Yeah, very similar, very similar. And the other piece that worked here, I think, in my answer was bringing in my personal story. And it's pretty easy to do that in this kind of question. But I think that speaks to what you just said, Jessica, a really good point of giving yourself the space to let even your stories come up. Like if I had been a bit more nervous, maybe more robotic in this, I would have even forgotten that I could bring up my own personal stories. But instead, I gave it a little time. I took a deep breath and I thought, I remember growing up in New Hampshire. I grew up in a rural suburban area. We used to run around the neighborhood and there the intonation came in because I went straight back to being 7 years old and being outdoors, you know? So that's huge.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's the biggest message today, guys. We're going to do a couple more sample answers, but this is, I think, the most important message today, guys, is this space. So it's important for expressiveness, stress, emphasis, like we said, but also for ideas.
Yeah.
Native speakers don't speak super quickly and rush through difficult answers because you can't, or else you're not going to give a good response. It is totally fine to pause and take a breath to gather your thoughts so you have something good to say, like a childhood story. So that's going to do a lot more for your fluency score and your pronunciation score. So guys, give yourself space.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, awesome. So let's give our listeners another example here. Are you ready, Jessica, to give us your answer? Okay, so here's the question. So what can children learn by participating in competitive games?
Oh, gosh, I actually have a pretty strong opinion about this because these days the kids are handled, children are handled with kid gloves, as the saying goes. People are so worried about kids feeling bad that we forget how much you can learn by feeling bad and failing. I think it's really important for kids to participate in a variety of competitions. I think, of course, like team sports are sort of a natural way to get into this. And today they don't even keep score until kids turn like 10. And I think it's terrible because you know what? The kids do keep score. All right. Everybody knows the score. They can count by the time they're 4, 3, whatever. So they know the score. And trying to pretend like there's not a winner does not mean there isn't a winner. So I think it's important to acknowledge that there are winners and losers. And this is what children learn is they learn how to win graciously, but they can also learn how to fail graciously because life isn't a series of wins. We have to fail a lot throughout our whole adolescence and adult life before we discover success. And dealing with that in a way that is positive and to use it as a learning experience. And instead of like throwing down and getting throwing a temper tantrum, that's a lesson we need to learn in childhood.
I love that. I love that. I really liked how you sounded very adamant about it. You sounded very kind of concerned about the way that children are being introduced to games and competitive play. And that came across in your answer, in your intonation, pronunciation, and vocabulary, and just kind of the message, the way it came across.
Yes. So guys, I will put notes with the vocabulary that Lindsay and I are producing today in these spontaneous answers. Come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 632. And definitely take a look because the idea of competition and games and play, like I said, guys, this happens all over the speaking exam and the writing exam.
Okay. I love it. Kid gloves, but yeah, that was a good vocab phrase. But let's keep going. Let's keep going so we can get through this. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I'm so giggly today. Okay. Lindsay, should adults try to include more games in their lives?
I actually think they should. Specifically me, I should include more games. I'm not a big cards player. I'm not a big games player. But, you know, every time I do end up at a party where someone says, let's play a game. At first, I roll my eyes and I'm kind of like, oh, my God, why don't we just have nice conversation? Let's like engage on a conversational level. That's what I would rather do. But whenever we do play a game, I usually end up having a blast. And it's always a good way to kind of build a sense of cohesion among the group too. It brings you together in a way that conversation might kind of pull people apart, actually. Games can really bring people together. I remember just a few weekends ago, I was at a bachelorette party last Friday up in New Hampshire. We actually played this game that I personally find it kind of crude. It's called Cards Against Humanity. It's actually super crude. And when someone brought it out, I again rolled my eyes and I was like, oh, are you kidding me? We're going to play this game. But by the end, I just had a good time. You kind of have to take it with a grain of salt, kind of the what's being said and just have a good time with it because that's the context. But I did feel closer to my friends at the end of the game because we just had a lot of laughs together. You know, it was a Friday night drinking a bottle of wine and playing a fun game. So I definitely think that, you know, adults should implement more games in their lives. Why not?
That's awesome. I love that game. Yeah. While you were talking, like before you said Cards Against Humanity, that's totally what popped in my mind because I think that's the last time I played a game at a party. It was Cards Against Humanity. Yep. And maturity warning, guys, like you have to be an adult to play this game. But I loved it. Like it is crude,
it's
for
really
sure.
Crude. Yeah.
But that's why it's so fun, because these are things you can't talk about in normal conversation, and it gives you permission to like go nuts.
For sure. No, so like fun. I had played it a few times before, and every time that's the outcome. You end up having a good time. But for some reason, I think adults can be a little bit defensive about games for whatever. Some adults, not everyone, but some adults. Yeah.
Because adults have forgotten how awesome it is to be a kid. And like we need to like experience life as a child as I think more often. So I think that's like that's the gist for me about why we need to play games is we just need to play. Like you just need to like play in your life. Mm-hmm. It's important. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, so Jessica, why is playing board games a fun family activity?
Well, I think, you know, like I grew up playing board games with my family and lots of cards, actually. We played Pinochle a lot after dinner. And I'm a sucker for games. I have shelves and shelves of games at my house. Every time James and I go to Goodwill, I get a new board game because it's just, I love games. They're so fun. And you know what? You don't always have to like have sort of structured learning activities or like to the other extreme, just screen time and using the TV as a babysitter. Like I think games are the perfect sort of intermediary activity for that. You can bond with each other by spending time around the dining room table or around whatever table and participating in some honestly ridiculous task, and you're just having fun. You're just enjoying the present moments with your loved ones, and there it makes it so easy to enjoy time with each other by having this. It's just an excuse. Like a board game is a really good excuse to bond with your family. So I love board games. I've always loved even Monopoly. And nobody I know likes it except James, so he and I play it. But yeah, I think everybody should be playing games with their loved ones.
Awesome. Very nice. I like it. I like how you brought in the story of when you were a kid. You know, I pictured after dinner playing that card game. So the more vivid the answer is, the better. You know, go back to your own experience, guys. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you guys, in part three, speaking part three, you do have to remember to connect it to something, right? To connect it back to the question in a larger sense. But as long as you do that, you can use as many personal examples as you want.
Yeah. You mean kind of in a societal sense? Is that what you mean? Like connect it back to the
question? Because the question isn't about you, right? Yeah, so you do have to make more like broader statements on society or culture or the topic of the question, but the way you support it can be with personal examples.
Yeah, I love that. That makes sense too, because it's progressing into a more difficult way to answer the question. But guys, keep that in mind about speaking part three. That's a really important thing not to forget. Love it.
Yes. For sure. And guys, if you want a more systematic way to passing the IELTS, in Three Keys, we tell you exactly what the examiner wants all over the speaking test and the writing test to get you that 7 or higher. So get into the course. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic, allearsenglish.com/coach. That's how you can get the Skype sessions with me, guys. And remember, only for you podcast listeners, you also get the bonus, how to wake up the examiner.
Yeah, so good. That bonus is so cool. I mean, no one else gets it, right? If they come in from any other direction, guys, you don't get it. So you need to go to those specific links to get that bonus. It's a video lesson and a guide to go along with it with exercises. So very cool.
Really good, guys. This is a really good lesson.
So guys, we'll see you in Three Keys IELTS and the private Facebook group. Again, that is where you can join the Facebook group as soon as you join the course, right? You just request access. You get in there. You introduce yourself. This week, we've been getting a bunch of new students introducing themselves, talking about their target score. And then at that point, you are supported in your IELTS journey.
Yes, I love it. All right, Lindsay. Well, enjoy the rest of your week and weekend. And I hope you play some games.
Yeah, I know. Me too. All right.
Talk to you next week.
Jessica. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.